Hiya, how you doing? It's Mike Wilson here reporting live from the central belt of Scotland on Hurricane Bobag, as it has been affectionately named. Now, the Americans tend to name all the hurricanes, you know, you've got George, there was Katrina, but no, the Scots go for Hurricane Bobag. Anyway, I thought it best be my duty to report to you what's been happening here in the world of windiness. And while I'm in the comfort of the vehicle at the moment, I have to tell you about what's been happening so far in the world of news and how we're coping with such high winds. That's something that Scotland never really gets a lot of, but Americans are quite used to. Now, icy winds are battering the northern parts of Britain with plummeting temperatures, and snowfall has been predicted as far south as Birmingham. The Met Office has issued its strongest warning, a red alert, for winds in Scotland, and warned parts of England and Wales to be aware. Now, it said the Highland Observing Station at Glen Ogle reported a gust of 104 miles per hour at 11 a.m. this morning, followed by a blast at Annockmore hitting 130 mph. Now, police have subsequently advised all motorists to avoid travel in central Scotland this afternoon due to the expected winds of 90 miles per hour. Now, the Met Office spokeswoman said that we do not issue red warnings lightly, and that is why people need to take heed of it and take appropriate action. Now, my full daytime job that pays the mortgage allows me to be out and about and travelling around the country, and hence why I can kind of get first-hand dibs on what's going on in the world and on the roads. And I can tell you right now, it is atrocious. The winds are getting really up now. The police have actually issued warnings that between 2 and 9pm today, they do not want people to be travelling on the roads if it is at all possible. And certainly you will understand why if you just stick your head out the window, if you live within this area. Or even just watch the newscast tonight, if you're not from this part of the country. And America will probably be loving Hurricane Bobag. But I'm just going to step outside now and we catch the winds. And as you can imagine, it is quite windy. Whoa! We're getting blown about crazy here. I feel like I'm Superman flying about. But it really is quite bad. And it's supposed to be getting worse. So who knows, we'll just have to wait. But I think it's best that I take cover and I head back into the vehicle as best I can. Oh my goodness me. That is just even a struggle to get the door opened. And me personally, already I've been slapped on the windscreen of the van with a for sale sign. It was a nice house, mind you, at a good price, but I couldn't see what I was driving. So yeah, I can laugh about it, but something dangerous could have happened. I'm just sitting by a field at the moment watching some cows, waiting and willing that one of them might actually fall over with the wind, because that would be great to catch for YouTube. Anyway, that's the latest on Hurricane Bobag from me, Mike Wilson. I'll keep in touch with you. Bye-bye.